head. Guess what? That's how some of us look right now. You know it. God knows it. And you know, when the Holy Spirit first moved, it says he moved upon the chaos. And I think that could be a literal translation of the earth being formless and void. It was chaos. You know, the Holy Spirit knows how to deal with chaos. He seems to like it sometimes. And some of your lives are like that right now, chaos. You're thinking a lot of thoughts right now, not even knowing how to begin to get out of all the entanglements you're in. The Holy Spirit can easily deal with that. All he requires is faith. That we turn to him. We start trusting in him. I don't care what a mess you've made of your life. Many of you have been divorced several times. Guess what? God is divorce. Says Jeremiah 3, gave Israel a certificate of divorce. So we don't disqualify anybody from ministry for something that would disqualify God. Now, I don't think it was God's fault. I think he was the best husband there could ever be. I think there are people that go through divorces and all kinds of other things, and it really wasn't their fault. Now, to some degree, it was for everybody. Nobody does this perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Some of you, it was your fault. You ran off with the secretary or you with your boss or whatever, and you really messed up. Guess what? That is not beyond the power of the cross to redeem and to restore. Galatians 6:1 says, if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one, considering yourselves, lest you too be tempted. It is not beyond the power of the cross. We're going to see the power of the cross. I tell you, I love if all the divorce people that don't feel welcome in any other church or anything, you will be welcome here. And I don't care how bad it was or what you did, you will be welcome here. We're going to do our best to try to get you back. Because we believe that's one of the greatest testimonies of the power of the cross, of the power of redemption. But we can't do it alone. We just try to provide an atmosphere. It's something that takes place in the koinonia of the atmosphere where the blood of Jesus cleanses us. It's got to be koinonia. It's got to be a place of koinonia for that to really happen. And we've got to have that, and we've got to go for it. But listen, during this time, during these days, I believe there's an opportunity. There's a door in heaven open. And there's a voice saying, come up here. It can be very different. Your whole life can be radically different from this time on. You're not supposed to leave here like you came. And you can leave much closer to God than you came, maybe much closer than you've ever been in your life. And you can keep on getting closer and closer and closer. This is meant to be a turning point. Not just another conference, not just another meeting, but something you look back on as a demarcation point where your life changed and got turned around. You may never come to another conference here. That's not what matters. It's we're all going for the kingdom and to be a part of that kingdom. And Lord, I pray for every one of these hungry people here. They're so hungry they would come out to something like this. Lord, you said if we seek you, we would find you. And I ask you for that. I ask you for visitations in our rooms. Lord, I ask you for encounters. I ask you for words. I ask you for revelation. I ask you for a spirit of prophecy to fall upon us. We would prophesy over one another. Lord, where your word would flow through us. Lord, I ask you during this time, open the eyes of our heart. Open our spiritual eyes, Lord, that we would see each other as you see each other, not just with our physical eyes. We wouldn't just know each other after the flesh or after the externals, but that we would know each other after the spirit. Lord, open our eyes that we could see with your eyes. Open our ears that we can hear with your ears. Open our heart that we can understand as you do. And Lord, we ask you to give us your words of life. We ask you to give us the Ezekiel anointing to see in even the driest bones an exceedingly great army and start prophesying to those bones until those bones become the army they are called to be. Lord, we ask you for that anointing. We ask you that we would leave this house. We would leave this conference with that anointing to call forth your army, even out of the driest bones, the driest churches, the driest Christians. We would see them as the army they are called to be, and that you would give us words of life that would come upon them and cause them to come together and become that army that they are called to be. Give us that Ezekiel 37 anointing in this place at this time. Call forth your army. Lord, we're saying, we're here. Send us. Use us. Every one of these who have come here seeking you, send them. Use them. Lord, that this would be an army. Lord, you in one person is a majority in any battle. Lord, we ask you that we would go forth from this place with the captain of the host of the Lord. Lord, that your land would be possessed, that the nations would be your inheritance. We ask this in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen.